up here in Watertown, South Dakota, but we're heading down to Sioux Falls. Glenn Mueller, who's the executive director, South Dakota Pork Producers. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Chuck.
How are things down in Sioux Falls area?
Well, I heard you mention snow, and that right now the moisture that we're getting is in the it's either melting as it's coming down. It's in the form of rain and mist, but no snow accumulating at this time.
Well, it's our pavement's getting white, so we're getting a little bit, and it got the wind right along with it. So I'm sure we'll be having more of that. Hopefully, we don't get too much. Hopefully, it stays further north, or at least maybe west, where those guys need a little more out there.
Yeah, absolutely. We're certainly looking forward to spring. There's no doubt about that, Chuck.
I think everybody is. Well, Glenn, I know the big word that came out and kind of affected not only the grain markets but the hog market as well as the tariff that President Trump put on the aluminum and the steel. And China did counter and say something about a 25% tariff on the pork. How's that affecting us, and what exactly does that mean?
Well, it's a very serious concern to us in our industry, Chuck, and our national organization is working diligently with the administration to address those concerns. And to our knowledge at this point, there's nothing specific identified as to where those tariffs might be placed or where those imports may be affected. We're well aware that agriculture is going to be probably targeted because of the volume that we ship. We ship 27% of the pork product that's produced in the United States is exported, and China is our number two in value and number three in volume. And so it's a very serious concern as to the impact that any tariffs they would put on would be very detrimental to our industry.
Now, Glenn, did you as you do this? Are they going to just charge us more as they come in, or what are they
as far as the tariffs? Yeah. Well, we have imposed a tariff on the steel and aluminum, and in retaliation is what China is kind of threatened in retaliation that they will be putting a likewise tit-for-tat tariff on U.S. products. And at this point, I don't know that any of those products have been specifically identified, but if you look at the whole cross-section of the commodity boards of anything related with agriculture, it's under a lot of pressure since that news has came out because of the fact that there's concern as to what commodities that might be and what the impact of that might be, Chuck.
Well, and I think it really reacted early this morning. It's kind of backed off just a little bit, but the livestock, even the cattle, are showing some really tough time. About the only thing is wheat, because we really don't do much with China and wheat. But do you think he's going to, have you heard anything? Are they going to back off this a little bit, maybe? Is this something we're going to have to deal with for the next months?
Well, again, it's. I think it's probably going to be determined at a higher level than what we at the state are going to have an impact. Our national staff people are working with the administration because this is a U.S. government versus Chinese government trade issue, and the trickle-down effect is all of us that are producing the commodities that are being impacted through this process are going to have a tremendous impact, and producers are going to bear that burden.
So, Glenn, as far as South Dakota swine, do we have much go over there? Is that just part of the big? Do we have anything specifically shipped from South Dakota that you know of?
Well, we only have the one packing plant, and I don't have any specifics, but we only have the Smithfield plant that's a commercial high-volume plant in the state, which is huge to us. And I do know that they do some business with China, and there's some seed stock as well that enters into China that originates from South Dakota. So it definitely does. And, of course, when you deal in the commodity market, anything on the national level impacts the prices that are passed back down to our producers when you're dealing with a commodity product like that.
Well, and I'm sure it's going to be we're going to be noticing more and more on that, and I guess you'll have more information as it comes. Right now, they've got some products Pork is one that's really noticed. The other commodities haven't been, but another one that's really showing it is soybeans. And of course, soybeans and pork kind of go together in some of this soybean meal, and we could be seeing some more effects on that as well.
Absolutely. You know, there again, you see that trickle-down effect. If we impact the industry and the pork sector, one of our primary inputs is soybeans and soybean meal, and so those folks and those producers that produce that product will be impacted, even though they're not directly involved in the livestock industry.
And we keep saying that China wants our pork, and they wanted it, they need it. Are we going to see other countries maybe trying to fill that order?
I would suspect that there will be some interest generated amongst other countries that are looking to develop there and take that business away from us. That's always a concern when you have these underlying issues that could impact our ability to negotiate market arrangements with the Chinese or the entities over there, that the government entities are in this turmoil, and not knowing what the stability of that might be could have a negative impact on any negotiations that are happening between the various companies trying to work deals to import or export into China.
You never really want to give a country a reason to find some other method of supplying their product when you're here in the United States. The boycotts have done the same thing. We encourage other countries and other countries to kind of produce more. Hopefully that doesn't hit us at the same time.
Absolutely. You know, we're seeing some tremendous growth in the industry, and a setback like this could be very, very detrimental, Chuck.
And sometimes a setback, even if it only happens a little while, may have years that it's going to be affecting us. And hopefully that isn't the case, and hopefully we don't go much deeper, and maybe something will be worked out before we get any further.
Exactly. Hopefully we can very soon have some news that this has been resolved and we've come to an agreement and that we can move forward.
Well, Glenn, I appreciate you taking the time and joining us. I know it kind of hit kind of fast and just came out and big news this morning, so we appreciated, wanted to find out kind of just how affected, but we are going to be affected somewhat. We just hope that it, I guess it isn't supposed to hit until what, March 31st?
Yeah, there at this point, it's still proposed, and there's not a lot of specifics, but yes, there's a lot of speculation as to what it might be, and we're very concerned that it will be pork, Chuck.
All right. Well, Glenn, thank you very much for joining me, and you have a good day. Survive the weather, and I know you're going to be on the phone a lot and be doing a lot of talking and calling, I know, in the next week or so.
Well, we appreciate your coverage. Thank you very much, Chuck.
All right, Glenn, you bet. And that's Glenn.